another edition of the Fallscast, brought to you by the Fall Tree Press and Municipal Club in Falls, Ohio. Today is Sunday, April 28th, as we're recording. It is a beautiful day outside. We are nearing spring.
Summer. It's supposed to be like
that
80
one
today.
One week of spring that we had.
Yeah. It is beautiful out, though.
We're here with some of our favorite Fallscasters, including Kathy.
Hello.
Mike.
Hola.
Suzanne.
Hello.
And myself, Bart.
Yay, Bart.
We don't have the Mulays here today. They're at a show. But, you know, we wish them luck today.
Yes, yes. Steven has some of his pictures or photographs that he takes, I think, and selling them. So I know that it'd barely be too late to announce it. We talked about it in the last podcast, so.
Be sure to check out our website. Keep up with the show and the articles. And let us know what you think of the show. You can get a hold of us on Facebook, and you can also email us.
FallTreePress@gmail.com.
Plus, be sure to rate and review us. And something new.
Ooh, what?
You can now read the show.
Oh, who would want to do that? No. We don't recommend that.
Apple Podcasts now has a transcript feature in their newest update. It's all AI generated, so that tells you that the robots aren't coming to take over quite yet.
Yeah.
Robots.
Okay. All right. So how well does it do? Does it really transcribe what we're saying?
It does not like my dialect.
Oh, it does not, huh? Okay.
No. It references our show as the Fallscast.
Oh man.
It also refers to our dear city as the Cooga Falls.
Ooh, okay.
And again, that's my dialect. That's how, you know, that's how I say Cuyahoga Falls.
Cuyahoga Falls. There, I fixed it for you.
Yeah. But there's a lot of different things. There was a reference in last episode to a Tesla truck event, which kind of dirty.
What did it say that it was?
You don't want to know.
You don't want to know. If you want to know, you can go to Apple Podcasts and look at the transcript.
Yes. Oh, that's, I have an imagination. I can use that, so.
But yeah, this is an interesting feature. It at least, you know, it's an 80%, you know, accuracy rate that if you can't quite make out what we say, see if the, you know, robot can.
Yeah.
Robot.
Well, it's probably a new feature. It'll get better and better, and then the robots will just take over, so.
I have reported a couple things, you know, mispronunciations that it comes up with on to them, particularly the Fallscast.
Yeah, that just, yeah.
Especially because it was at the end of the show during the closing. And it was it's going to be this way every time, I know.
Oh, no.
So here's
but
a fun one
I can just
one for
see
the...
somebody coming back at us like, see, it says there's a false.
Fake news.
So let's see if the AI transcriptor will get this one. Non-gonococcal urethritis.
Oh, wow. That was a word. I'm not exactly sure what it means, but good job. Sounds like
just for shits and giggles.
It sounds like an illness. What is it?
Burning sensation while urinating, but it's not gonorrhea.
How do you know that?
Because I'm stupid and I know stupid things.
Well, I was at the doctor the other day. Oh, my goodness.
It hurts when I pee. Not gonorrhea. Cha-cha-cha.
I'm
so sorry for that. I am so sorry.
Have fun with that, transcriber.
Oh, boy. You amuse AI, Mike.
Do you amuse me?
So before we jump into the round table, how is everybody this week?
Bar's just trying to steamroll right
there. Yeah, he's like, I'm just ignoring that. We are doing well. We're getting really close to our youngest graduating from college.
Yes.
2 weeks now, I think we're talking. And I, you know, she's done everything she needs to do. So I'm pretty sure she's actually going to graduate. Woo, 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 woo.
Yay.
So very exciting. As far as, well, at least that's what she's telling us, you know. We'll find out when we get there. And, but yeah, things are going
well. Why are you sitting with us? Shouldn't you be up there?
Oh no, it's a different way. They're promise. Why is all your classmates standing up and getting their diploma? What's happening? But yeah, no, it's good. And our older daughter's coming home from Japan for a week, so she can see her sister graduate, and I haven't seen her in a year and a half. So a little over a year and a half, maybe. So I'm very excited about that. And we just got a new refrigerator, and it has ice in it, and it scares me every time it drops the ice, and it just did that. I don't know if you could hear it or not.
I heard it.
I was like, oh my gosh, it still makes me jump. But yeah, we're doing well. How about you guys?
Good.
Hey, Kathy? Kathy, what's going on with you? You're going to tell us about your diarrhea or something?
No.
Oh, okay.
I was going to say, no, that is not what I was going to talk about. I took my niece to Rise and Shine yesterday for an early birthday brunch. It was really good. And we got the flights, the mimosas flights.
Oh, yeah. Were they good?
Yummy.
Oh, yes. Really? Okay.
They were not weak either.
Nice.
That's why I thought I saw you stumbling in the front yard.
We were wondering why you were laying in your front yard. Kathy, okay?
Front lard.
Yeah, they were good.
Good. Yeah, we like that place. It's definitely.
We got to get outside. It was like perfect. It was before it started raining.
Oh, yeah. I forgot that they had. Yeah, nice. What food did you get? Was it a breakfast or were you doing lunch?
I got breakfast. She got a breakfast burger type of thing. It looked good. Mine was good.
Yeah, we like the food there. It's good. So, I'm glad that you went. Bart, how has your life been?
Life has been good, actually. I've been dealing with the weather changes, so
not so great.
But I just refinanced my car loan, so paying $100 less a month.
Oh, that's major. Yep.
And just overall, it's been pretty decent.
Good. I'm glad. Look at that. We're having a good time. Steven and Jen are not here. Oh, go on.
Also, I just saw Dead Poets Society for the first time.
How is that possible?
I can't
believe
you haven't seen that until
I can't believe it either. I've seen like that classic scene at the end, you know, 100 billion times. Mm-hmm. But it was just like, oh my god. And then I cried at the end remembering that, you know, we don't have Robin Williams anymore to make movies like that.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, he was a genius. How did you like the movie?
Oh, it was wonderful. Mm-hmm. Kind of shocked by the ending, but I understood.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a good movie.
I haven't seen it in so long.
It's been a while.
The ending. Holy shit.
Yeah, and then, but the reason it started was because Taylor Swift's new music video for her album, The Tortured Poet Society, has Ethan Hawke in it.
What? Oh, really?
And it was Ethan Hawke, and I can't remember who else was, but it was two of the boys from the Dead Poets Society.
That's so cool.
So it's a reference that they went from the Dead Poets Society and graduated up to the Tortured Scientist Department.
Okay. that's her video? Her music video? Yeah, I haven't seen it yet.
But it was like I didn't understand the reference because it's just like, well, that's random. Why is Ethan Hawke in a music video?
And now you know.
And now you know. Knowing's half the battle.
And so as a result, I went and saw the movie, and now I'm very glad I did.
Yeah, it's a good movie. It is a very good movie, but it has been a while since we watched it, so.
Speaking of what was good, I watched, like, 4 times now, Ripley on Netflix. I don't know if you guys have seen that.
Ripley?
I've heard good things about it.
Good. Sorry, what was that?
I've heard such good things about it, but I haven't seen it.
It's unbelievable. Well, it's based on a book, which the old movie was The Talented Mr. Ripley. I don't know if you guys saw that. Okay. So it's like that, but it's 8 episodes and it's in black and white and it's new, but the filming and stuff is so good. It's like a Hitchcock type of thing.
Oh, really?
And I could watch it. I've watched it 4 times. I'm sure I'll watch it again. And every time I pick up other little things in the scenes that you miss, but it's really good.
Oh, I don't even know if I've seen it advertised. You said it's on Netflix?
Yes. Yeah. It's like a new release, but I've already watched it 4 times. And I got my niece into it. She was over yesterday after her brunch, and then while she was waiting to drive home after the flight of mimosas. Mm-hmm. We watched a few episodes.
Yeah, we'll have to check it out.
Point our roundtable, last weekend, the rental car of Robert Gallagher was broken into in California. Gallagher, a friend of David and Leslie Hunt of Hunt's Bar, Leslie just passed away a couple months ago. He was transporting both of their ashes to Huntington Beach to their final resting place. However, while he was in a restaurant eating, his car was broken into and both boxes of ashes were stolen.
Oh my gosh.
He did get a call the next day, thankfully, and somebody had found the box of David's ashes about 40 miles away outside an animal shelter.
What?
It was, they called the Clifford Shoemaker funeral home. Their phone number was on the box. So they called they called Clifford, and Clifford called him, and it was like, hey, we found him.
But you're still missing one, right?
But Leslie's ashes are still missing.
What on earth? I mean,
so disturbing.
That is so disturbing. They probably, I'm assuming they didn't know what was in there. I got a pleasant surprise, maybe, when they opened it up and just dumped them. But that is just sick. That's sick. That's sad.
He flew to Ohio to get the ashes and then got a rental car and drove across to California.
That is just, that really does suck.
Yeah, someone's going to have some bad karma.
We're hoping that her ashes are found and he can take them both.
Didn't just pitch the box out the window or some shit. And...
Yeah.
Mm. Well, I hope they find the people that did it too, because that's just...
And why would you steal? I mean, those boxes are just pretty, they're not ornate, you know?
No.
Well, it was obvious they were probably just trying to, just broke into the car to steal whatever was available.
Snatch
and just
grabbed,
But
still, I'm like, it's just a plain box, you know? I don't know.
Mm. I bet you anything, if they find the people who did it, wouldn't they get an extra charge on them because they're disturbing human remains? Isn't there like some kind of charge that they can do on that? Yeah.
I don't know when it comes to cremains, though. Yeah. I mean.
I don't know. I would try to be creative and put them on a different
food card. Isn't it technically kidnapping also?
See, I would be very creative. I like it. I like where you're going on that. Yeah, because it's like, that's just sick. I mean, come on. Ugh.
Yeah, it's disturbing.
Well, to some better news, after 36 years of owning one of the last Arthur Treachers, Ben Vitora has retired and sold his restaurant to George Simon, the owner of the only other location of Arthur Treachers in the area, which is in Garfield Heights.
Okay, see, I saw that he was retiring. I was wondering what they were going to do with the restaurant, so it sounds like they're going to keep it going, which is good.
Yeah, and it sounds like the employees all have good things to say about this guy. And the fact that he owns the other location and, that one's been running pretty well.
Cool. Okay. Well, congratulations on your retirement. Well deserved. And I'm happy to hear that it was sold to somebody that is going to keep it going. Boys get to keep their job.
Oh, I don't have Steven here to do some good voices.
Michael?
What's going on?
You have been called.
Can you make a Wookiee call?
No, that's the one thing I really can't do. Hold on. No, I can't do it.
Oh, there you go. Good job.
May the 4th. Uh-huh. Coming up next weekend.
Oh, my God. Oh, boy. He tried, guys.
I could never do that. I can't. I never do a Wookiee.
Yeah, that's a hard one to do.
I can't channel my inner Wookiee.
How about you do your sounds like boo boo boo? Do that.
The pew pew. Pew.
Yeah.
No, I can't do pew pew pews. I can't do Star Wars pew pew pews.
Do it.
I can't even do the R2-D2 right now, and I'm on the spot. Can't do it.
Disappointing. Like a bird.
Yeah, I know. I
tried. Sad. Oh,
worthless.
Boy.
So May the 4th is the inaugural Galactic Gathering. At downtown Cuyahoga Falls, they're going to transport all the pubs, shops, and eateries into Galactic Outposts.
Oh, boy.
Where you
shut
can
up. I did not hear this yet. I'm so excited. Tell me more.
According to their event page, you can navigate the downtown galaxy and punch your intergalactic passport at participating locations. And then you'll turn your passport into Mr. Funds, where they're collecting them. and then go over to the works at 6:30 for a galactic costume contest.
So are they making the crosswalk at Portage Trail, the Kessel Run?
I'm worried worried about whoever is going to do that is 3.4 parsecs. So, of course, you know, that's distant. That's distant. I'm not sure how many parsecs Portage Trail is.
Well, you have to go down to the event. I'm sure somebody knows.
Yeah. They will have photo stations with costume characters, and it's happening from noon to 6 on May the 4th.
Mike, I think we might have to go check it out.
I'm so mad I'm working that day.
Aww. You are? Oh, that stinks.
So I can catch like the last hour of it.
Aww. I plan to try to go.
Yeah.
You're going to do the song now? I think Mike's trying to do the song. Come on, Mike.
No, I was looking. I was looking at something. Sorry. ADD moment.
Oh, okay. Never mind. Take that out. He failed.
Something I can go to. Speaking of Star Wars, Tiki Underground will have a Star Wars trivia night on Monday, April 29th from 7 to 9.
Michael.
I don't know much about Star Wars.
I don't either.
I don't know if I could compete with some of those people.
I couldn't compete. Like Bart, I love Steven. It, but I would love to watch it. I wonder if I can learn, get any of them. It'd be fun.
Yes, Han shot first.
Correct.
Well, depending on which cut you watch, too. I've heard different things about that, too.
No, it's a bounty hunter. Bounty hunters are good shots. You would not have shot and shot Han and still had time for him to shoot back.
Yeah, it was like, I saw something about that. It was like, you know, the original Han shot first, and then, like, they remastered it or something, and what was it? Like, it wasn't Boba Fett. Who the fuck was it?
No, Greedo.
Not Greedo. It was a Greedo? Okay, yeah. So, like, then they showed he shot, fired first, and then they redid it again where Han shot. I'm like, just leave it the way it fucking was. Han shot first. Sorry, Bart.
I think the current version of it on Disney, they've actually added dialogue to that encounter.
Really?
Oh, really?
Yeah. Which makes it even weirder.
Hmm. Yeah.
Why would you have dialogue? All I remember is Wookiee Day Wana Wana.
Oh, that was good.
I'm channeling my inner Jabba. Got my belly going.
Well, we did have pizza last night, so.
That's true. That's Spaceballs. Pizza the Hut. Or pizza will have you.
Oh, we made the girls watch that, and they Spaceballs, and they were not amused as we were.
Oh, very God. Sad.
It was very sad. But they were, you know, Kaylee really liked the Star Wars movies. I remember when we went to see one of the newer ones, the one where, am I going to spoil it for anybody, where Han Solo dies. So, I'm sorry, did I spoil it? You might want to cut that out. But she was all excited because she loved it, and she loved Han Solo. And she had her, like, little space buns up and everything, and we took her, and we were in the movie theater, and she's my sensitive one. And she just started bawling. I was like, oh, no.
Like, ugly cry.
Yeah. I was like, yeah, that was probably. But anywho.
I still say that's probably better than in the EU, where, like, I believe at one point there was a very long series of books that in the first book, Chewie is murdered.
What?
And no. I heard that, I never finished that book. And I never went with the rest of the series. Uh-uh. But I guess Han goes on a murderous rampage.
Oh, I bet. Yeah. Mm. Yeah. Hmm. So I guess my good news would be that the lions have been.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes. The lions are out now.
Free.
Yes. And I don't have it.
Spring for a week.
It is officially spring for a week. Yes. So we made it, guys. We made it. And the robins are out. We actually have a robin that made a nest. Right in by our front door.
Front door above the light.
Above the light.
Okay.
And Mike took a picture of it when Mama was out, and there's three little blue eggs there. So we'll be having some babies right there in our front door. So, yeah, spring is here. Our plants are coming back out. You know, we did all the planting last year, and I think a lot of it survived. So, yay, we made it, guys. We made it. But guess what time it is? Bart's Arts. That was sad. Disappointing.
No medal for you.
There it is. Yes. Oh, yeah. He just put a picture of the bird, the eggs in there.
Burbs.
On the Slack.
Baby burbs.
We're going to have little baby birds. Our kitty cat's going to be so excited hearing them.
Aw, cute. Oh, yeah. They're going to be excited when they hear baby birds in the morning.
Oh, yeah.
We'll start off Bart's Arts with Free Comic Book Day. It's also May the 4th.
Ooh, yay! What type of comic book?
Well, I'm looking through the list of comics this year, and they have a lot of good stuff for both kids and adults. It looks like they have Phoebe and Her Unicorn book, and that's a very popular middle grade title.
Oh, okay. Okay.
There's a Hellboy Stranger Things crossover.
Oh,
oh boy.
Oh, okay.
Ultimate Spider-Man. And actually, that one just looks like it might just be a reprinting. There's an Encanto and Turning Red comic.
I don't know what that is.
Encanto?
Yeah.
It's on Disney. You gotta watch. It's an excellent
movie. Oh, the movie. Yeah. Yes. I was thinking superheroes and stuff. No. My mind wasn't going there. Oh, yeah. Okay. Yes.
Yeah. We got some Pokemon, Snoopy.
Oh, Snoopy.
Yeah, new Archie horror comic.
New?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, they're not printing them like they used to, but they're still.
Hmm.
We've got a Young Jedi Adventures and a Plants and Zombies comic.
Oh, yeah.
Plants and Zombies.
That's a game or something, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And one that I'm kind of interested in, because I haven't read the series in a long time. It's Romeo versus Juliet from the Kill Shakespeare series.
Okay.
I actually didn't even know they had that.
It started off with a lot of his characters realize that he is God, and they realize that all of their, you know, tragedies were created by him. And so, you know, Hamlet in particular is
Shakespeare. They're like, yeah, what they're mad at. Okay.
But I haven't. Yeah, actually, I didn't realize the series was still around.
Huh. And it's a comic book format, or is it a novel?
This one looks like it's Romeo versus Juliet.
Nice.
And she has several daggers with her, apparently.
Oh yeah.
God, this list is long.
That's what she said.
But yeah, there's just a, like a looks like Doctor Who, Conan the Barbarian.
Conan.
Yeah.
Conan.
Oh, they have a Popeye.
Yeah.
Oh, that was good.
Looks like a Popeye manga.
Another Robin Williams throwback movie. Do you guys remember the Robin Williams Popeye movie?
Yeah. Whoa. Apparently, if it wasn't for that one bombing so bad at the theater, he was almost in the running to be the voice of Howard the Duck.
Really?
And he turned it down because he was worried that, you know, another bomb in the theaters was going to
ruin his career.
Yeah. And they wouldn't let him improv as much because they had to, you know,
stick to the script.
Stick everything, you know, line everything up.
Mm-hmm.
I can't remember. Who did Howard the Duck? Who did the voice for?
I don't remember. But as a result of that, he got Good Morning Vietnam.
Oh.
And everything went well again.
I liked his papa. I mean, I know that it's not like, you know, Emmy worthy or, you know, whatever, Oscar worthy. But I enjoyed it. It was a cute movie. I saw it as a kid and I enjoyed it. But
well, that's who it was aimed at.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I thought it was cute.
There's one more weekend to see Antics production of Sleeping Beauty and the Beast at the Quirk Cultural Center. It ran this weekend and it also ran next weekend, Friday and Saturday at 7:30 p.m.
Oh, okay. Did you go see it yet, or have you?
No, I was planning to go on Friday, and then I got home at 4 o'clock, and next thing I knew, I was waking up at 10 o'clock.
Been there,
and
done that.
What happened?
Yep, yep.
What day is it?
What happened?
But another fairy tale. Ballet Theatre of Ohio presents Beauty and the Beast at the Akron Civic Theater May 4th and 5th. Ticket cost is $25.
It's not a bad price.
No.
It's right on point.
Ah.
It's
See what you did there.
Mm-hmm. Keeping you on your toes.
And finally, the Conservancy for the Cauga Valley National Park is seeking artists to create a public outdoor mural to commemorate the 50th anniversary of the national park. The theme is a wild urban refuge reimagined. They're asking that interested artists submit their qualifications to the email of the group that's running this, pfine@janicesmallassociates.com. And I'll put that in the show notes. Because I can only imagine what AI is going to create
for me. I'm going to say, you transcriber.
Submissions are due by Monday, May 6th.
Oh, that's going to be exciting. So where are they doing the mural?
The mural site is the Boston Mill Road Bridge.
Oh, okay. Okay, yeah. Okay.
So it's showing right underneath where a lot of other artists have made their mark as well.
Yeah. Well, that'll be fun.
So it was a short show.
It was, but we did it.
We did.
Good.
We want to thank our listeners for joining us this week. And remember, we do want to hear your ideas for potential interviews, for articles for the paper, for just about anything.
Yes.
Send us your best mac and cheese recipe for all.
Ooh, yes. Oh, mac and cheese. Yes. Oh.
Where can they send those to us?
Follow3press@gmail.com.
Plus, be sure to rate and review us. And if you enjoyed what you heard. And for now, we'll say goodbye and hope you join us next time.
Bye-bye.
All right, then. Bye.
FallsCast is a production of the Falls Free Press in Cuyahoga Falls, Ohio. Please check out the Falls Free Press at fallsfreepress.com or on social media at facebook.com/fallsfreepress. We thank you for listening to this episode, which was recorded and edited by Bart Sullivan. Please subscribe to our podcast and tell your Cuyahoga Falls friends and family so they can listen as well.